This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The 2017 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been revealed. The acts who will be enshrined in the Rock Hall are Pearl Jam, Journey, Yes, Electric Light Orchestra, Joan Baez, and Tupac Shakur. Pearl Jam and Tupac made it in their first year of eligibility. Also, musician and producer Nile Rodgers will receive the award for musical excellence. His group Chic, though, was turned down for a record 12th time. Disney has shattered industry records, becoming the first studio to hit $7 billion globally. All it took was a Star Wars spin-off, a trio of animated smashes, and a pair of Marvel films. That list of blockbuster heavy hitters is a sign of just how formidable a competitor Disney has become for other major studios. The news comes on the heels of Rogue One, a Star Wars story's release last weekend. The sci-fi prequel pulled in nearly $300 million globally and is expected to dominate ticket sales over the winter holidays. The mouse is definitely roaring. Simon Cowell's Psycho Entertainment and Star China's Can Sing Productions have entered into a three-year development deal. The two parties will be co-developing large-scale entertainment projects. The programs will be targeted for Greater China with the potential for international distribution. Tian Ming, the chairman of Star China, said, quote, "This is the first time Star China has entered into such a major collaborative deal with a company outside of China, and we're proud to partner with such a prestigious organization as Psycho." Wow, she has one hit outside the group, and poof, she's gone. After scoring a big hit with Machine Gun Kelly, Bad Things, Camila Cabello has left Fifth Harmony. Though 5H did not cite a reason for her departure, they wrote, "After 4.5 years of being together, we have been informed that Camila has decided to leave Fifth Harmony. We wish her well." They also wrote that the group will continue on as a foursome, though the current members will also work on their solo endeavors. By the way, Camila's news was delivered to the rest of the group via a spokesman. Ouch. Actor Scott Baio says he was assaulted by the wife of Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith over his support of President-elect Donald Trump. Baio filed a police report over the incident, stating that Smith's wife confronted him at an event he was attending with his daughter. She attacked him by grabbing him under his arms and shaking and pushing him. The one-time television actor was a featured speaker at this summer's Republican National Convention, and that was his first high-profile appearance in years. 1980s pop singer Richard Marx and his wife, former MTV VJ Daisy Fuentes, were traveling from Hanoi to Seoul on a Korean Air flight when an unruly passenger began attacking people on the flight. Daisy said, quote, "A guy sitting in the next row from us got crazy and started attacking the flight attendants and passengers. When he started pushing the female staff and pulling them by the hair, Richard was the first to help subdue him. This went on for 4 hours. They never fully got control of him. They didn't know how to use the taser, and they didn't know how to secure the rope around him. He got loose from their rope restraints 3 times. Who knew Richard Marx was such a stud?" Opera singer Andrea Bocelli is reportedly not performing at Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony. Whether Bocelli was ever officially slated to perform is unclear. Bocelli said there was no way he'd take the gig. He was getting too much heat, and he said no, a source told LA Spins. You know, that's just another cancellation or denial in a long line. Also, for the first time ever, no high school marching bands from the Washington, D.C. area have applied to march in the inauguration parade. Maybe Putin can send in reinforcements. Well, it's official. It'll be a boy for Tori Spelling and her husband, Dean McDermott. A source revealed, quote, Tori and Dean wanted to keep the baby's sex a secret, especially from the kids who tend to talk about everything going on in the house. So they were really careful. Well, that is until this week. Tori slipped while speaking about the pregnancy and called the baby he, and her kids were quick to notice. Now everybody knows. Wow, she's got some big mouth kids. Shameless has been renewed for season 8. Showtime has ordered 12 episodes of the ensemble dramedy starring Emmy Rossum and William H. Macy. Production begins in 2017 and no premiere date has been set yet. The announcement comes the day after Shameless wrapped up its 7th season with the finale airing last week. The renewal follows a contract dispute over equal pay with star Emmy Rossum, and now everything's been settled. Over the weekend, R&B singer Ciara stepped out for a date night with husband NFL quarterback Russell Wilson at Craig's Restaurant here in West Hollywood. Ciara hid her growing baby bump under a black fur-lined jacket, turtleneck, jeans, and a pair of over-the-knee boots. The singer's bump was much more visible in an Instagram post she shared this week, which showed her in Seattle Seahawks gear while her smiling husband held onto her stomach. So, the cat's out of the, well, you know. Amid their contentiously bitter breakup and ugly allegations of child abuse, Brad Pitt and Angelina have sold their mansion in New Orleans for $4.9 million. The sale price is well above the $3.5 million the couple paid for the historic 1830s French Quarter mansion in 2007. Look at that, divorcing and still making money together. Isn't that sweet? The Trash Bin. When Kanye West was hospitalized for exhaustion on November 21st, rumors swirled about the state of his mental health. A source said, quote, "He wasn't making a lot of sense when he talked, and he was texting a lot of strange stuff to people. West would text and call around the clock. When Kanye gets like this, he doesn't sleep, so you'd wake up with like 20 texts. The more tired he got from not sleeping, the less sense he was making. He wasn't in a good headspace," unquote. Kanye, you need a long rest. You're welcome.
The news wrap-up.
Apple will be making the iPhone 8's OLED screens curved, and the display panels will be supplied by Samsung. Sales of the Apple Watch in the current quarter are on track to be the best ever for the product. Pokemon Go, Trump, and iPhone 7 led Google's top global searches in 2016. Snapchat has rolled out a group chat feature to let you message 16 friends.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Rogue One, A Star Wars Story is tops at the box office for a second week.
The number one album.
Rapper J. Cole's For Your Eyes Only is the number one album for the second week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition retakes the top spot.
The number one fiction book.
John Grisham's The Whistler is the most popular book in the USA.
Drake turned 30 years of age in October, and boy, was it a happy birthday for him, to say the least. His fourth album, Views, sat on top of the Billboard 200 chart for 10 non-consecutive weeks, becoming the first album by a solo male to do so in over 10 years. Not content to rest on his laurels, he just dropped his first single off his upcoming album, More Life. Here's Drake with the song of the week, Fake Love.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place.
Whole time they wanna take my place.
Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face.
From his upcoming album, More Life, that was Drake with the song of the week, Fake Love. Happy holidays from all of us here at LA Spins. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.